Hello and welcome to the very first episode of my podcast series here at the Spinning Barn. I thought it'd be quite nice to do something a little bit different and just feel like we were having a bit of a chat really. I have so missed all the contact that I've had with all of my spinning group, and teaching people to spin. It's just been a huge part of my life that I've missed. So I thought, well, rather than writing a blog regularly, which, as you know, I don't do very regularly anyway, it might be nice to just sit and have a bit of a chat. So this one is going to be a little bit basic, just to tell you what sort of things I've got planned. And I'd really welcome your feedback as well. So if you could let me know if there's anything in particular that you want to know about, and we can discuss those things at a later date. I'm hoping to do this probably once a month, or even more actually, if something exciting happens, who knows. But I thought I would keep you informed of everything that's happening here at the Spinning Barn. We've had lots of changes recently, which I'll come on to in a minute. And also let you know what's happening here on the little farm as well. So I know lots of you are so interested in my sheep, my lovely North Ronaldsies. And, you know, as time goes on and the seasons change, there's lots to tell you all about those as well. In fact, that's just reminded me that I'm supposed to be worming them tonight. It's starting to rain, so I might just have to do that tomorrow. But here I am, just sitting in my newly finished spinning barn. As you know, I've been working in here now for about 6 years, and we became so busy. And I mean, that was incredible. I was just so grateful to everybody that came here to learn to spin. It gave me tremendous pleasure, as well as it being my business. And if you can't enjoy what you do, well, there's no point doing it, is there? And I most definitely love what I do. But because we were so busy, we never really had the opportunity to close the business for any length of time. So if there's anything that's positive that's come out of this recent pandemic situation, it is that it gave us that opportunity to revamp a little bit in here. I suppose I should really be recording this, but I have had it on my Facebook page recently, just a little guided tour. So let me just tell you what we've been doing. We felt it was really important actually to try and keep that cozy feeling about the barn. I know that everybody really likes that, but I also had to make it slightly more comfortable, I felt, but also a little bit more stress-free. One of the things was my beautiful log burner. It had seen better days, to be honest, probably because I kept dripping water from my wool all over. It didn't help, did it really? But it was always a big stress that, you know, if I knew I had a workshop on, that James had to make sure he'd chopped enough wood, etc., etc. And it made lots of dust, and I was forever trying to keep the beast going. And then we'd either get boiling hot, or we'd be stripping off, or then suddenly we'd be freezing cold. And there was no happy medium, really. So, James, oh, he has worked so hard, I have to say. I am so proud of him. He has installed me a lovely gas effect. Well, no, it's not gas effect. It is a gas wood stove, which is, well, actually, we're still waiting to get it commissioned, so I can't use it at the moment, which is a bit disappointing. But hey-ho, it looks amazing. And it makes it just really cosy, and it's obviously more controllable, and it's one less thing to have to worry about, so I can, you know, give more time and attention to what I should be doing, really. We've also had two of the walls, or the long wall with the windows on it, and our back wall. I've had those insulated and plastered, so they're smooth walls now, rather than being a little bit higgledy-piggledy as they were. And I can tell you it's made such a difference already. And I think we've tiled sort of around the worktop area, which looks lovely. I've got a new door as well, which looks fab. And the one thing I really, really love is my new, it's like a roof light thing in the roof. So I can actually see daylight, because again, this barn faces north, so it doesn't get the sunshine particularly through the windows, but it does beat down on the roof. So we've now got this section that's clear, almost, so it lets the sunshine through and you can still feel the warmth of it, which I think is going to be lovely, particularly in the springtime, you know, when it's sort of really cold outside and the, you know, but bright and sunny. and you just want somewhere you can just sort of feel the heat, don't you? A bit like, it's currently the only conservatory that I've got, so hey ho. But it's lovely, it's made such a difference. The whole feel of the room is quite different. I'm really pleased. So, what else have we been up to then? Well, this weekend just gone, I had workshops on both days, on Saturday and on the Sunday, just with one person on each, and that is absolutely fine. Obviously, with restrictions, we are extremely limited, given our space as to how many I can have here, so, you know, that's half my business again, hasn't it, really? But that doesn't matter. It's about getting people here and having a wonderful time. And the results were brilliant, and I'm actually just sitting here now just looking at the skeins that were spun on that day that I did as a demonstration, which has just reminded me what the lovely Sue managed to do on the Saturday. We had a day of comparing woolen spinning and worsted spinning, which is another subject that I'll come on to another day, I think, and we'll have a little chat about that. But that was so good to see, and she went away with a big smile on her face, which is what I always like. And then on Sunday, I had a brand new spinner, and oh, she was brilliant. Really, really enjoyed it. We had such a lovely day. And again, it's one of those situations where I feel like, I know I'm working, but you know what? It really doesn't feel like work, does it, at all? It was just such a lovely weekend. I was so thrilled to be back doing what I love doing. And I'm sitting here at my desk at the moment and looking out of my window with my new blinds off. And I'm looking at my new patio chairs and some new plants. My mum gave me a nice big pot of very bright pink flowers, just my colour really, and it's just making the patio look lovely. I've still got some more planting to do out there. I'm going to make like a sort of a Mediterranean area in my gravel, just because there's a lot of wasted space outside really, so I thought I'm going to put something pretty out there as well. So, lots going on. Some of the plans that I've got for the future, I think, as I said, I'd really like to hear about what you want to hear about. And, you know, if I can have a chat, maybe we'll have a little instructional thing maybe about, I'm going to be doing some videos as well, but also, you know, about certain subjects, as I say, like the difference between woolen and worsted spinning, or anything else that you can think of, really. And I'd also like to start interviewing some other people that are interested, you know, or involved in woolly crafts, whatever that might be, because as you know, once we start with this wool, it takes us in all directions, doesn't it? So watch this space, who knows? This is something that I hope that we can really build on, and as I say, really looking forward to hearing your feedback. And I think that's enough of me waffling for one day. I shall keep everybody informed of when my podcasts are actually, or anything that I do actually, is up and running. So I'll put that on the Facebook page, obviously, and I'll send it to all those subscribed to my mailing list. So if you haven't already, you know where I am, www.thespinningbarn.co.uk. Have a look there, click on join the mailing list, and I will send you all the relevant information as and when. As I say, you know what I'm like. I do these things far too infrequently, so you won't be bombarded. But yeah, really looking forward to hearing from you. Let's chat soon. Bye then.